Jerry Bader Show, 1019. Now that we have fixed my incompetence, and it was my incompetence, see, I could just blame the producer. Of course, I am more inclined to do that when it's Jason than it's my daughter. This was my mistake. It wasn't a cleverly disguised tease as a mistake. It was an actual mistake. I was criticized by a number of you for criticizing Scott Walker for refusing initially to say whether he still opposed gay marriage. He finally did. It was creating a much too convenient distraction for Democrats. I begged him to do it. In fact, he did it the day that I wrote a piece for the conservative website Right Wisconsin. It was a mistake not to say, no, look, I still think marriage is between one man and one woman. That hasn't changed. And I think J.B. Van Hollen should defend Wisconsin law. He kept trying to say, well, it doesn't matter what I think. Chris Christie, who I do not believe is going to be the Republican nominee for president for any number of reasons, was on CNBC Squawk Box yesterday, and they were kind of calling him out on the social issue thing that Republicans have to quit running from social issues, that somehow they have to address them. And initially, I believe they were talking about abortion. And Chris Christie said, here's what Republicans need to do. And there are two cuts here. Listen to this first one. Here is what Republicans need to do. He said, look, we shouldn't focus on the social issues, but we shouldn't run from them when confronted by them either.
Well, do you think a Republican candidate should run on taking away the right to choose from
a Republican candidate should tell people what they feel on issues that people ask you about. If you get asked a question, answer it. That's all.
Okay, that seems like pretty simple advice, right? Don't hem, don't haw, don't duck, don't dodge. Answer the question. That was my frustration with Scott Walker. So he says that, and then in almost the same breath, he says he's now listen what he does with his own advice when he's asked a question he doesn't want to answer.
You're pro-life, but what would you do in terms of what we've been talking about this morning, just the ruling that came down from the Supreme Court yesterday? Was the Supreme Court right in its decision?
Who knows? Is the Supreme Court right? Fact is that when you're an executive, your Supreme Court makes a ruling and you got to live with it unless you can get the legislative body to change the law or change the Constitution. The point is like, why should I give an opinion on whether they're right or wrong? In the end of the day, they did what they did. That's now the law of the land, unless people in the elected branches try to change it. This is the way you get bogged down in those things. You know what? I don't think that's the most central issue that we need to talk about this morning when you look at the challenges that face our country. And if I allow people to put me into that box, then shame on me. I'm not a good politician. I'm not a good leader.
Are you kidding me? This is why I held Scott Walker to the standard that I did on this kind of behavior. Hot Air sums it up this way. Apparently, this guy has now bought his own BS about potential crossover appeal in 2016 to the extent that he won't even venture an opinion about a landmark court ruling for fear of alienating women and liberals, which is funny because there's an easy squish position available to him that'll satisfy both sides. Side with Hobby Lobby to make righties happy, and then follow Bobby Jindal's lead by saying that birth control should be available over the counter to make lefties happy. That protects you from the war on women crap while shoring up your social conservative bona fides for the primary. Instead, he's yammering on about what executives are supposed to do when a court rules as if he's addressing a leadership seminar. Pro tip, the first step to bold leadership is forming an opinion and standing behind it even when the politics are fraught. People, that is the definition of leadership. People do expect you to have an opinion, to actually say, this is what I feel about that. They do not expect you to just run from it. And this is where the fear of social issues are getting Republicans tied in knots. And to be quite honest, for a time, that included Governor Walker. There is a difference between de-emphasizing social issues and suddenly trying to be mentally neuter on them. You can't do that. If you're going to lead, you have to have opinions, and this is a major, major issue in America. You either think that this element, this provision of Obamacare, was a government overreach into the, it was an invasion of religious liberties, or you don't. Well, who knows whether they got it right or wrong? Oh my God. And this guy wants to be president? Now, Colin Roth at the Roth Report at Right Wisconsin deals with this issue today. Conservatives can't lump together social issues. I am not going to entirely agree with what Colin says here. In the last month, two of Wisconsin's most stalwart and prominent conservatives seemed to shrug their shoulders on the question of same-sex marriage. In response to a question following a federal judge's decision, and then he goes into Scott Walker not wanting to say, until he finally did say. You know, he said his opinion on gay marriage didn't matter. Last week, Senator Ron Johnson signaled indifference when he told a CNBC host, "I'm a pretty traditional guy. I think marriage is between a man and a woman. But again, if the voters decide they want gay marriage, I'm not going to oppose it." Colin goes on, "For a modern GOP that is increasingly focused on fiscal and economic issues, these so-called social issues look like nothing more than a trap. Conservatives like Walker and Johnson want to talk about limiting and reforming government, the debt, economic policy, tax cuts, health care, not same-sex marriage. And perhaps they are justified in doing so given the enormity of those problems. But social issues aren't going away, and conservatives need to know how to talk about them. Perhaps the biggest mistake made by conservatives is lumping abortion and same-sex marriage together instead of citing them as standalone issues. So what should conservatives do, and what should they know? Public opinion has shifted so quickly in favor of same-sex marriage that it's not surprising conservative politicians are somewhat bewildered by the voting public." Okay, that's probably true. And then what Colin goes on to say is, however, public attitudes are going in the opposite direction on abortion. More pro-life. He's right about that. And he is right about the not lumping together of the two. That's true. But the reality is, you could say, look, I don't think this is the most important issue facing the country right now, but here's my position on it. What you can't do is appear to be afraid. As I said, I didn't doubt Scott Walker's backbone. I thought he was getting bad advice, is my opinion. But you can't appear to be afraid to talk about something. That's all you do there. You do the reverse of what you're trying to do. Put something on the back burner. Well, I'm not going to tell you what I think about that. Oh, that is an invitation to have people fixate and obsess on it. Chris Christie, however, was absolutely embarrassing. I'm not going to say. Either you think that the court was right or you think that they were wrong. And because this is what has a lot of base conservatives concerned, and that's why fewer people than 6 years or 8 years ago think they have less, that far more people think they have less freedom, if that makes sense, is because of these types of actions, this type of federal government overreach. This isn't abortion, and this isn't same-sex marriage. This is government intrusion into people's lives and telling them what they can and can't as an employer do. You can't punt on that one. You can't punt on anything. To use a football analogy, to Republicans today, I think this is going to be one of my better analogies. We'll see if I disappoint myself or you. To use an analogy, to Republicans today, fiscal issues are the passing game, And social issues are the running game. They want to emphasize the passing game, not the running game. So on third and two, they want to throw the ball. They don't want to run. You know what they're doing instead? They're punting. I think that's a pretty good analogy. It's not going to work. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.